Today's Leader Feeder is about decision-making waste, and why is it that employees are so good at delegating up to their boss when really the manager or the supervisor should be pushing those decisions down to the front line?
Hey boss, got a problem. That flange is supposed to be 30 degrees. My machine can't cut that high. I mean, seriously, if I adjusted it, it'd take probably about 2 hours overtime. I just can't do that today.
Okay, well, let me just look at the plans here. You know what? I think a 25 degree flange is going to work. So why don't you do this? Why don't you cut it at 25 degrees, and then I'll make the change to the order, and that shouldn't be a problem.
Awesome. Thank you. Great.
No problem.
No problem.
Hey, Brandon just told me that he's cutting those flanges at 25 degrees.
Yeah, I just gave him the go-ahead for that because it wasn't going to work for him.
Okay, so. Well, if he's cutting at 25 degrees and I'm milling at 70 degrees, the whole system isn't going to seal properly.
No, I know. Well, here's what you do. We've got 5% to play with, right? Mm-hmm. So do it at 65. 65 degrees and you should be okay.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. All right.
Hey, did you give those guys permission to change the angles of their parts?
Yeah, Brandon had a problem with his lathe, all right? He couldn't make the angle. So I checked the specs. There's a 5-degree variance that we're allowed. And it was going to be 2 hours of overtime to retool his whole lathe. So I thought, we'll take that 5%, that 5 degrees, and we'll incorporate that into what we're doing, and we'll save time.
Yeah, well, that 5%, that's going to leave a 2 millimeter gap at my end, and then we're going to have to retool the entire section to fit. You're looking at, 3 to 5 days downtime.
I hadn't thought about that.
Think about the kinds of decisions and problems that you've been addressing this week or even just in the last couple of days. How many of those questions, problems, and decisions should have actually been solved from the person who actually brought them to you? And the answer for most people is that they have employees who bring them questions that the employee should take care of, or decisions that really should be made by the person closest to the action. Now, the problem is when you take a decision up a couple of levels higher than it should be, that does a couple of things. Number one is it consumes the time of managers or more senior folks who should be really focusing their time and attention on much bigger issues. So they get embroiled in all these small things that really should have been taken care of lower in the organization. Plus, it actually deprives people who are at the front line who would probably like to have more control and empowerment over their day-to-day work, but they can't because the manager keeps making all the decisions and solving all the problems. So I call this decision-making waste because basically I'm using up decision capacity on things that aren't adding enough value. So we want to push those decisions closest to the front line where the person who is there is capable of making that decision. Now, the farther you are away from an action, the worse your solution is typically going to be. Now, a lot of managers love getting involved in the details because maybe they actually got promoted from that type of job in the past. But the problem is if you're not there dealing with the issue, the solutions that you bring forward are not going to be as effective. And it tends to foster dependency because now people will tend to come to you to answer their questions instead of thinking things through on their own. And as we mentioned earlier, it keeps you from working on more important items. Now, your people may also start to feel that you don't trust them. So let's look at a few things that you can do to push that decision-making down to the right level. First of all, why not start when people bring things to you by simply asking them what they think? I know it's a simple thing and maybe it sounds a little bit too simple, but when you ask people, hey, what do you think might work here, or what would you decide to do if I weren't here to bounce this off of, it helps you assess their level of problem solving, troubleshooting, and decision making ability. And if they come up with the decision just as good as the one you would have made, it's even better because now they own it because they came up with it. And then you could ask questions that help them make better decisions. So sometimes people don't even know the questions they should think about when they're trying to make decisions on their own. And you as the leader have that experience. So why not just ask some questions that help them think through the different options? And then finally, I just want you to think about teaching instead of spoon-feeding people. Because when you spoon feed them, they become dependent on you. When you teach them, they have the opportunity to grow. I suppose the often used example is teach a man to fish is different than just feeding him fish. So let's be teachers of people so that they can actually become more self-sufficient, empowered, and they don't have to rely on you as a leader. Now think about how good that is, because then your people are making better decisions without you needing to be constantly involved. That means your numbers will go up, your results will go up, and people will feel better and more confident and more empowered. So when you stop making the decisions that your people can make, it will allow you to focus on decisions that will propel your department's performance forward instead of being mired in the muck of all those small things. Okay? So empower the people that are closest to the decision to make those decisions and free up time for you as the leader. Now, besides watching our leader feeder, you might want to have us in to do on-site workshops. We do those for managers, supervisors, and team leaders, or people sometimes will enroll people in our public workshops. Or, if you're further away from us, maybe you want to access some of our resources on our website. And you can reach out to us at frontlineleadership.com or connect with us on social media, including Facebook, at Frontline Leader.